Welcome to Talks from the Bible. And after this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, besought Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus. And Pilate gave him leave. He came therefore and took the body of Jesus. And there came also Nicodemus, which at the first came to Jesus by night, and brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes and 100 pound weight. Then took they the body of Jesus, and wound it in linen cloths with the spices, as the manner of the Jews is to bury. Now in the place where he was crucified there was a garden, and in the garden a new sepulchre, wherein was never man yet laid. There laid they Jesus therefore because of the Jews' preparation day, for the sepulchre was nigh at hand. John 19:38-42. The long ordeal of crucifixion has now ended with the burial of Jesus. The earthly life which had been lived in absolute perfection before God now rested in a tomb. Joseph, who served Christ in secrecy, now boldly requests the body of his Lord from the person who gave the order of death. From birth in a stable to a burial in a garden was the earthly pilgrimage of Jesus. The infant which was wrapped in swaddling clothes is now wrapped in linen. The birth which was attended by shepherds is now attended by followers in death. There was a heavenly announcement at the birth of Jesus, but now the heavens are silent. The birth was surrounded with great joy, whereas the burial is enveloped in sorrow. The newborn infant fresh from the mother's womb is now a body scarred and mangled by Roman whips and nails. As the body of Jesus was removed from the cross and laid to rest in the tomb, the promise of Almighty God had reached its end. He shall see the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong. Because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. Isaiah 53:11-12. The tomb was sealed, and a guard was placed at the request of the Jews. But upon the first day of the week, early when it was yet dark, John 20:1, the stone was taken away, and the burial tomb of Jesus was empty. The announcement would be made to the murderers of Jesus, "Thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption." Acts 2:47. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.